Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I am Ann Bryce, and joining me in the studio is Roger Schmidt. He's the director of the Fine Arts Camp, and he's here to talk about the Fine Arts Camp and having received the Arts Organization of the Year Award. Good morning, Roger.
Hi, Ann. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yes, and congratulations. This is a really big honor.
Thank you. Yeah, I think for our organization, we were really excited to get it.
And so why do you think the Fine Arts Camp received this award?
Because of the quality of our programs and sort of we have a national reputation now, and I think the state recognizes that. I think it's unusual for Alaska arts organizations to have the type of sort of involvement of the community, to have people coming from so many different areas because of the arts in Sitka and sort of our role in that. So several different things I think about. Last summer we had over 700 people in our summer camps. They came from 38 Alaskan communities, 28 states, and 4 countries. And I think that's a really remarkable thing the fact that we serve all the state and that so many kids are involved with our program. I think that and are so deeply affected by it that I think that word of mouth. I think we have a really strong reputation in the state, because these kids are so moved and inspired in their experience that they go back and tell their parents, and their parents say, wow, I can't believe what happened to my kid this summer. You know, they had this opportunity to do this arts program, and it's, you know, might have changed my kid's life. I've never seen them, like, you know, so lit up or excited. I think things like that really, Alaska is a small community in itself, so I think word of mouth is one of the, you know, kind of sort of what we're doing down here travels really far. I think another thing is we do a lot of different programs, and I think that's unique for, I think most arts organizations in Alaska are sort of, many, you know, sort of hanging on by a thread, and it's a very precipitous relationship, you know, where you're just like, you know, trying to like just, you know, survive. And whereas we're always just trying to survive, we survive in a very sort of marching forward fast kind of way. And we've grown every year we grow and we add more programs, and we're really involved with the community. The community is really involved with us. And I think that's a really special quality of Sitka and its relationship with our programs.
Right. And it sounds like the Fine Arts Camp has really gone through an evolution since it first got started. Can you talk a little bit about that, where it was when it first started and where we are now?
Well, it started in the rumor is it started in 1972. We have documentation to 1973, but I met a fellow a number of years ago, and he couldn't quite remember, but he says, meaning which year, but he's like, you know, I think I'm the founder of the camp. It was kind of funny. He's a clarinetist from Anchorage, he had come for the music festival, and he says, when I got here, I realized I was kind of out of my league, that Paul and, you know, Rosenthal and all his folks were like, and I was like, well, what purpose do I have here? How can I contribute? And he thought, well, you know what, we need to have something for kids. And so that, I think, that little grain or kernel, which is kind of neat to think being linked back to the music festival, which is also a formidable, you know, arts organization that has so much state recognition for its quality, kind of birthed the camp, if you will, and started on the SJ campus. And then in 1973, I think, is when we have record of it sort of being incorporated. It had some really strong years, once upon a time. Now I think when we think once upon a time, we think a few years ago when there was money with oil. But once upon a time, we really had money with oil, and arts organizations, Alaska had a reputation of being one of the states that was the most supportive of arts in our nation. That was during the big oil boom, and there was a lot of money, and the camp had a lot of money in the form of state grants, because it had a sort of this mandate that it and Southeast Alaska had created for itself. And the idea was that Alaska kids need access to really high quality arts, and a camp a camp experience, especially with small communities like almost all Alaska communities are, they need to have a way to sort of have a critical mass, bring kids together that might play in a band with 10 people or 12 people and give them the experience of playing in a larger band or having a chance to work with a painter that, you know, they might not have in their school. So that was kind of the original intent. And there was a lot of educational money, a lot of Arts Council money, State Arts Council money that went into making a really a really strong program with this, in this case, it was a regional mandate. And then the funding disappeared almost within 2 years. I mean, it was like, it went from, just check this out. I mean, this is so different than it is today. $80,000 of state support. The next year was 15, and the next year, I think it was 2,000, and the next year it was zero. That happened in the mid-late 80s. This is more information than you need. This will take like all 10 minutes. But I find it fascinating, sort of the arc of funding. And then it disappeared. And so then the camp kind of went into these really sort of sporadic up and down times, as any organization would if they're sort of reeling from a complete loss of support that's coming from, you know, outside, in this case, the state. And all of a sudden has to say, you know, can we make it? Can we survive? So it did that. It survived nonetheless, and it had some rough years and it had some fantastic years. But by the time I taught at it, which was 2000, it was down to about 40 students, a single two-week, well, actually it was less than two-week camp. And I was supposed to teach music, but there were like five music kids signed up. So I recruited heavily till we had enough for a jazz band, raised the number of kids registered, a little over 60. And then every year after that, we just kept doubling. Or in fact, this year we've already have a wait list for kids who need to stay on the campus that for our high school camp and our middle school camp. And so, So I guess that's kind of. And then along the way, we started doing a performing arts series, and so we do a lot of concerts in town, as I think people are aware of. And we do a lot of outreach in the schools. Mm-hmm. We do the Artists in Schools program.
That was actually my next question.
Okay.
We just have a few more minutes left. And so I was wondering kind of, I mean, the programs are very high quality. That's for one of the big reasons for the success, it sounds like, of the Fine Arts Camp. But there's also a ton of different programming. Can you talk a little bit about the programs that Fine Arts Camp actually offers?
Yeah. Well, right now we're doing young person's theater, and we're really excited about that because that's something we kind of piloted a little bit last year. Right now we have over 50 students that turned out for our production of Annie, and that's happening this weekend, and that's just going to be fabulous. I mean, I just saw the dress rehearsal last night, and I was like laughing and crying. You know, the whole kind of musical theater like arc of, you know, you're just like, oh God, this is so funny. Oh, this is so sad. This is so touching. Just what Annie wants you to do. So that's really exciting. And then we had Laura Careless last week, who's did a dance residency. You and I were talking about earlier, a lot of artists from around, we pool from artists from all over the country. And a lot of artists are really attracted. Laura works as a dancer professionally in New York. She is with a company that's very successful. So she dances six nights a week. And she said, I will pay my ticket. I will come up here. I just want to get away from it. And I think that's something that a lot of, I'm on a tangent, but a lot of artists are really attracted to coming up to Sitka to sort of leave the intensity, that urban intensity and that hustle intensity that you have to make it as an artist, is one of the most competitive fields that exists in the world. Anyway, that's a program. Our Artists in the Schools program is a partnership with the State Council on the Arts and the school district. That's a really neat thing where we're able to bring artists in to work in the classrooms and you know, sort of bring their perspective and augment the opportunities that kids have in the schools. Norm Campbell is doing that right now at Keith Gushaheen. Terry Rothkar just did a residency up at the at Sitka High School. So those are some of our programs. In the summer, we have our middle school, elementary, high school camp. We have a musical theater camp. We have an adult camp. We've got a lot of different things going.
So many different things. Yeah. And so Annie is this weekend.
It is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
It's Friday night, Saturday matinee, Saturday night, Sunday matinee.
Okay, great. And just one more question. You talked a lot about the impact of these programs on kids that take them, that go to these classes. Could you talk a little bit about just the impact that you've seen on kids who attend Fine Arts Camp programs?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, that's what, it's why I do it. I mean, fundamentally, what keeps me going, a lot of the work I do is, you know, it's not super glamorous in any way. There's a lot of sort of administrative stuff that, frankly, just isn't that fun to do. But it doesn't really matter. When you see a kid, I mean, there's two things I'm really interested in as a kind of educator is I'm really interested in seeing brains turned on. You know, when brains are active and going, it's like watching, you know, an NBA basketball player run down the field and they're just, you just know they're engaged in every way. When a kid is doing the arts, and I've read this, that in fact, there's been a lot of neuroscience on sort of what happens with your brain with the arts. And one of the things that neuroscientists have discovered is, while engaged in arts, it's one of the activities that they've seen that has the highest amount of what they call lighting up of the different areas of the brain. So when I'm playing as a musician, and if I had, you know, scanners or whatever, apparently you can think of it as like the whole light bulb is bright and it's the whole light bulb. Where many of our activities that we do, we're divided in different hemispheres, different lobes of our brain. You'll see more activity here or there. Apparently with the arts, you just see this. So that's really exciting. I mean, that's something.
It's amazing.
And you see that with kids. You see that when a kid is singing, they're 100% there in the moment. They're concentrating it on so many different levels. So I love that. I love that. You talk about sort of, I see that with the kids. But the other thing I see with the kids, and they write about and they talk about, is we hear over and over again, I found my people. When I go to this, you know, our summer camp, this idea that there's this community I should be a part of. One of my favorite, a lot of kids talk about, you know, feeling the best they felt in their life in certain terms of being accepted. There's this great quote that a kid wrote once years ago, and I just always remember it because it just touched me so much. And it was, I found where my self-esteem ought. Where my self-esteem ought to be or something. So it wasn't just like myself, but it was like, I didn't know that I was supposed to feel a certain way as a human being. To me, that's it, you know? Yeah.
It's remarkable. And so if people want more information about the Fine Arts Camp or the schedule that's coming up, what can they do?
Our website's fantastic, and it's easy to find. Our URL is fineartscamp.org, and you can call us too or talk to us on the street. We're not hard to find in any way, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much, Roger,
thanks
for joining me in the studio. Roger Schmidt is the director of the Fine Arts Camp. If you'd like to listen to this interview again, you can go to our website, kcaw.org.